Vice President Kamala Harris used her campaign appearance in Wisconsin to talk about her experience as a prosecutor and attack her Republican opponent, Donald Trump. It's Wednesday, July 24th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Up, a Wisconsin utility is taking steps to reduce weather-related outages. Camp Randall Stadium will sell beer at Badgers football games. And from Wisconsin Life, a story about the omnipresence of alcohol and the challenges and rewards of getting sober. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Vice President Kamala Harris was outside Milwaukee yesterday in her first rally as the presumptive Democratic nominee for president. Anya Van Wagtendonk was there.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin!
Harris promised a crowd at West Allis Central High School that, as president, she'll fight for, quote, freedom, compassion, and the rule of law. She also said she'll fight for the middle class and for abortion rights. And she positioned her record as vice president and as a prosecutor against former President Donald Trump.
And in this campaign, I promise you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming argued that it's Harris's record that is extreme, and he denounced the process that sent her to the top of the ticket as rigged. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Starting this fall, fans at UW-Madison football games will be able to purchase beer, wine, and other boozy beverages throughout Camp Randall Stadium. Incoming first-year student Micah Sweet says the change seems like a good way to bring in more revenue.
It's Wisconsin, so it might increase excessive drinking, but I feel like people who go to the games do want to watch football, and they probably won't serve underage people.
University officials say people 21 and over will be allowed to purchase up to 2 alcoholic beverages at a time. The shift coincides with a growing trend. Wisconsin's flagship university will be the 16th Big Ten school to sell alcohol in general seating at football games. Last year, UW-Madison started selling alcohol in general seating at the Kohl Center and the Laban Arena. Events in those facilities include basketball and hockey games. Wisconsin's largest electric utility plans to ramp up its efforts to prevent storm-related outages. As Joe Schultz reports, it comes in what's already been an active storm season.
Since 2020, We Energies has tracked at least 8 significant outages where over 100,000 customers lost power. The utility had 6 in the 43 years prior. In response, the company plans to spend nearly $200 million over the next 2 years to prevent those outages. Brendan Conway is a spokesperson for We Energies. He says that work includes tree trimming and burying power lines.
These are significant investments that we're making in reliability. There is cost savings to all of this as well, right? Every large outage event, really every outage event, costs money to fix.
That spending is part of We Energies' proposed electric rate increase for 2025 and 2026. But consumer advocates worry about the size of the request. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new partnership between the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the Great Lakes Intertribal Food Coalition hopes to expand indigenous food production. The 5-year project received a $10 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this summer. Dan Cornelius is a member of the Oneida Nation and works for UW-Madison's Center for Integrated Ag Systems. He says university researchers will work with tribal leaders on scaling up farms and the supply chains needed to distribute locally produced food.
Kind of combining the modern while still staying true to our traditional values. That is really at the core of on the production side.
Cornelius says the partnership builds on the work of several tribes in recent years to create a more resilient indigenous food system. That includes the Tribal Elder Food Box Program, which began during the COVID-19 pandemic to give older adults locally grown food. Coming up, in a story recorded by the StoryCorps mobile unit, we hear about finding sober spaces in a state that's awash in alcohol. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a conversation between a mother and a son about addiction.
There are many elements of Wisconsin culture to boast of, but one that we're notorious for is so connected to everyday life that it's difficult to realize when it has a hold on you. John Plogman talked with his mother, Kathleen Plogman, about alcohol addiction and life after sobriety during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What was it like growing up in a household where alcohol was prevalent?
My mother quit drinking after she had her sixth child because she said somebody had to stay sober. Every weekend was kind of scary because you didn't know how your father was going to, if he was going to be sober or drunk. Mm-hmm. And most of the time he was drunk. There were many times, like, he hit his head on the window sill. Okay. And he said it was chocolate milk and it was blood all over the place. There were many, not physical fights, but, you know, there was a lot of drinking on the weekends.
My first drinking recollection was in seventh grade, even though I drank before that, but was in seventh grade, and I believe it was one of Dad's ending softball tournaments or leagues at Regner Park, mm-hmm. and they would get a quarter barrel of beer, and then we would sneak beer mm-hmm. from there. And then when we went into high school, we would sneak beer out of people's cabinets, and then we would go to the West Bend East or West football games at Badger Middle School, and we would drink there and get drunk and go to the games. And then it was kind of like a weekend thing where we would be getting drunk during the weekend. I went to rehab when I was a freshman in high school, and then I was sober for about a year, mm-hmm. my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And then my junior year.
Is that when you had the party at the house?
Yeah. Then I went into inpatient at that time at Kettle Moraine at Oconomowoc Lake. I think it was Rogers Memorial
yes,
Hospital, right?
Yes, it was.
And that's where I was first introduced into the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And also, I was introduced to a counselor at that time, and that's where I wanted to be a social worker, which I've been over 25-plus years. I was following Fish and the band The Grateful Dead, but it was Dead and Company at the time, and they had sober tables, and one of them was called The Fellowship. And every show at Alpine Valley since 2015, I would volunteer at The Fellowship. And because of my work at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, I was able to get on these coalitions. So I got on the Brown County Alcohol and Drug Coalition for Change. The experience of being able to share your sobriety in a non-intrusive way, but to have people come to the table and go, my son, my wife, my husband, my friend is struggling. Thank you for being here. Or for somebody to be, for the first day sober, coming to their first Fish show, which is highly drug-induced alcohol environment, to know that there's kind of a safe zone here, was wonderful. That's where I got the inspiration to do this with the Green Bay Packers and do Section Yellow. And the Packers were wonderful to allow us. We're the first NFL team that is, Green Bay is one of the drunkest cities in the country. Wisconsin is the drunkest state in the country. We have a drinking epidemic that's normalized here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's got such a cool culture here. We go camping up north. We go to Friday fish fries. We go to supper clubs on Saturdays. We go look for cheese curds, like where are the latest cheese curd places? We love our Green Bay Packers. The
yes.
history with the Packers and the city and the state is amazing. To encompass all that joy that there is without alcohol, it's not a miracle, but people would say it's a miracle.
I think it's a gift.
It definitely is a gift.
Yeah, it's
a gift. It definitely absolutely is a gift.
But everything's right, so just hold tight. Everything's right, so just hold tight.
That was John and Kathleen Plogman of Green Bay. Their interview was recorded for StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
John Plogman and other members of the fellowship will be setting up a table as Phish performs three nights at Alpine Valley this weekend in East Troy, Wisconsin. And that's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care. Have a great day.